Joining us now is Greg Hames of Nippertown.com. The summer concert season now underway. The weather's warming up. The rain's still falling, but what the heck? The music is playing, and boy, we begin with a real superstar of rock and roll. You can't get a stronger voice than Roger Daltrey.
Classic rock, heritage rock and roll. Roger Daltrey, you know, he's got this thing. He's doing Tommy with an orchestra. Interesting idea. We'll see how it goes. Actually, we'll find out tonight. He kicks off the tour at Bethel Woods Center for the Arts tonight. And then he's coming to Tanglewood next Friday with Boston Pops Orchestra backing him up. So I think Tanglewood is working on this theory of getting all of the members of The Who together one at a time. So last year they had Pete Townsend doing Quadrophenia. This year they got Roger Daltrey doing Tommy. And I'm sure he'll, for as part of his encore, he'll be doing some songs from his brand new album, As Long As I Have You, which is his first solo album in more than 25 years. Actually, if that's the music you want to hear instead of Tommy, you can also go to the Turning Stone over in Verona, where he'll be playing without the orchestra. He'll be playing just with the Who band, minus Mr. Townsend, on July 10th. So let's hear a track off Roger Daltrey's new album, As Long As I Have You. Here's one of the original songs he wrote for the album, Certified Rose.
Of a winter storm. You give the strength to get me by when I'm alone. I never want to see you close, 'cause you're the one that I have chose to be my certified rose.
Roger Daltrey of The Who, he'll be at Bethel Woods Center for the Arts tonight. He's singing Tommy. He'll be at Tanglewood in Lenox Friday, June 15th. The Mountain Jam at Hunter Mountain and Mass Mocha both always bring interesting lineups.
Oh, yeah. And the Decembrists are going to be at both places. Not at once, but that would be a real trick. But in the same weekend, next weekend, Friday, June 15th, Decembrists are going to be at Mass Mocha for an outdoor show at Joe's Field. And then the next day, Saturday, June 16th, they'll be at Mountain Jam and at Hunter. And they've got a new album that came out this year. I think it was their eighth album, called I'll Be Your Girl. And it jumps the band around a little bit, and they added some synth-heavy tunes on a couple of tracks on the album. So that it makes it a little interesting. But anyway, you got two chances to see them next weekend. Here's a little selection called Everything Is Awful.
Lay down your heavy head. It's safer here in bed. And let those voices ring.
The Decemberists will be playing in North Adams at Mass Mocha Friday, June 15th, and then Saturday, June 16th, the Mountain Jam at Hunter Mountain. Parker Millsap will be coming to the Clearwater Great Hudson River Revival. Just stick Creedence in there and you're all set, huh?
Yeah, well, no, there are no Creedence, no John Fogerty. No, you got to go to SPAC for John Fogerty this summer. But Parker Millsap is one of my favorites. I saw him a couple of years back at the Ale House doing it in Troy, a tiny little show. It was he's just wonderful. And the Clearwater Great Hudson River Revival is a marvelous festival. It's not just folk music by any means. The lineup they've got this year includes Jeff Tweedy, The Mavericks, Sonny DeFranco, Beth Orton, Rhianna Giddens, They Might Be Giants, Beau Soleil, a whole bunch of really great musicians. It's a two-day festival. 25-year-old Parker Millsap is playing on the Saturday, June 16th, and it's at Croton Point Park I say go see him. And if you, especially if you like this song, a rather twisted fairy tale tune called Quite Contrary.
She picked up all his old bad habits. Steals a curse from little Miss Moffat out in the alley, learning how to tough it.
Parker Millsap will be playing at the Clearwater Great Hudson River Revival. It's at Croton Point Park, Saturday, June 16th. And if you're looking for traditional music, look no farther or further, if you prefer, than Jim Queskin.
Well, Jim Queskin is one of my original musical heroes. I might not be here talking with you, Brian, mm-hmm. if it weren't for Jim Queskin and his jug band from back in the 60s. Queskin has continued to play a couple of times in recent years, come through, played at the Egg with the reunion of the jug band. He's played up at Cafe Lena with a duo thing with Jeff Muldaur. And now he's doing a duo thing with the dean of the Woodstock music scene, Happy Traum. So you can catch Jim Queskin and Happy Traum together at the Old Songs Festival of Traditional Music and Dance at the Altamont Fairgrounds on Saturday, June 24th. And then the following evening, Sunday, June 25th, they're playing together at Colony in Woodstock. So you got you got two chances to hear a great roots musician. Two great roots musicians, really. But here's a bit of Jim Queskin from his album, Enjoy Yourself, It's Later Than You Think. Here's Some of These Days.
You're gonna miss me, honey, some of these days. You're gonna be so lonely. You'll miss my hugging. You'll miss my kissing. You'll be so sorry when I'm away. Now you're gonna be lonely, just for me only. Cause you know, honey, that you had your way. And if you leave me, you know it's gonna grieve me. You'll miss your loving daddy some of these days.
Jim Queskin and Happy Traum at the Old Songs Festival of Traditional Music and Dance. That's at the Altamont Fairgrounds, Saturday, June 23rd, and then Colony in Woodstock, Saturday, June 24th. And if you've got a bloodline like Amy Helm, wow, you're doing all right.
Yeah, it's as far as second generation musicians go, she's really doing a super job. Her father, of course, is Levon Helm of the band, and she still has her hand in doing a lot of the shows that happen at the Levon Helm Barn down in Woodstock. But she's been around, she's been playing around up here in the Albany area quite a bit recently. She did three nights at the Hollow in Albany just a month or two ago. And she's done a couple of shows at the Cohoes Music Hall. She used to sing in a group called Ola Bell, but she put out her debut solo album in 2015, I think. It's called Didn't It Rain? And she, again, as so many of the bands we're talking about today, doubleheader chances to see Amy Helm in the next couple of weeks. She'll be playing at the American Music Festival for the Lake in Lake George at the Wood Park in Lake George. She's playing the second day of the festival, Sunday, July 1st, and it's a free festival. And she's playing with this Boston band called Girls, Guns, and Glory, and also a reunion of one of Greater Nippertown's favorite bands, Raisinhead, as well. So that's Sunday, July 1st. And if you can't make that, Amy will also be over at the Green River Festival at Greenfield Community College on Friday, July 13th, the first day of the three-day fest. And she should be sharing the stage with Josh Ritter, Birds of Chicago, Twisted Pine, bunch of other bands. Amy Helm has got it going on, as you can hear with this track, the title track from her album, Didn't It Rain?
David looked up in the heat of the day, tuned his harp and played.
Levon's little girl, Amy Helm, will be at the American Music Festival in Lake George at Wood Park. That's Sunday, July 1st. It's free. And the Green River Festival at Greenfield Community College in Greenfield, Friday, July 13th. The website is nippertown.com. The webmaster, the master of all music locally, is Greg Hames. And Greg will be back in about a month or so, and we'll talk to you then. Thank you, Greg.
Yeah, if I live through all these shows, I'll be back in a month.